It's okay.
Ralph McDonald's here.
Good
morning, Ralph.
I'm doing all right.
Nice to have you here. You seem to be moving around better. How's the foot?
It's doing all right. One more week. Next Thursday, this thing comes off and I'm done.
Good. What kind of problems have you run into?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just not being able to get around. I mean, it doesn't hurt,
now,
does it?
Now that I'm in, once I got into the boot and I could start walking on my own, I was okay. But I still can't drive.
Oh.
So.
How come? You can't put pressure on the foot or what?
No, it's wider than the gas pedal, so it hits the brake. So
it's not
trying
a good thing, is it?
Huh?
That's not a good thing.
No, that and I can't flex my foot, so I can't. I have to push my whole leg.
Oh, okay.
And that's just not going to work.
Yeah, You forget about how important the ankle is when you're driving, right?
Oh, yeah.
You never think about that. Well, yeah, you seem happy and moving around, so good for you.
Yeah. I've had it off a couple of times and just kind of, you know, letting it loosen up and everything. Because it was the ankle was awful stiff when I first took it off, and I was like, this isn't going to work.
Is it broken? It's broken right above the ankle, right?
Right at the ankle.
Okay.
Right at the ankle. So
I'm surprised it doesn't hurt. That's weird.
Well, it did a little bit at first, but it just, you know, no.
What do you think of my preppy look today?
That looks kind of normal for you, though.
It does?
Yeah.
You know, every time I see a scam, I want to talk to you about it, but I don't think this is something you'd be able to help on. More and more guys are falling victim to scams on dating websites.
Yes.
Once they get the trust built up, then they ask him for money. There's really nothing you can do about that, right?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. that's a personal issue.
It's all on them, right?
That's a personal issue and something we don't address.
And a lot of times it's guys. You know, you might stick a picture of a woman, but it's guys scamming guys and acting like women. So
I could see that.
That's the only scam I found in there. Let's talk about Boost. Ralph McDonald from McDonald's Computer Services here. Free phones? You got more free phones?
Now, today is the last day
okay.
for this promotion, and the Hydro Reach is and the Tribute 5 are the only ones that we have on promotion. I have heard rumors that the Tribute 5 is going to go off promotion starting tomorrow. Haven't got real proof yet. Of course, I'll find out probably
find out
about
tomorrow.
5 okay. o'clock this afternoon. Uh-huh. And then I'll order phones. And then, of course, to get the free phone, you have to be switching over from another carrier. So Cricket or Straight Talk or whatever, you're going to switch over from them. You're going to get, and then you have to go on to the $50 plan. Now, I did find out.
But that's unlimited, right?
That's unlimited okay. everything. So you can either do the $30 plan or $35 plan, which is 2 gig, or you can do the $50 plan, which is unlimited. They are also going to extend the family plans. So you're going to get the first line for $50, and then in each additional line is another $30.
Okay.
Now, I saw paperwork, and I haven't dug into it yet because I just got it this morning. They're talking about if you have like 4 or 5 lines that you're doing, the 4th and 5th line may end up being free.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I got to read more into what that particular thing is. But there's a lot of stuff going on, and it all kicks off tomorrow. So, but if you're wanting a free phone, the only time I can only guarantee you today that we're going to have the Tribute 5s available.
I actually ran into somebody who was talking about not having enough data available, and then they said they couldn't download our app because they didn't have enough data available.
Right. Well, data is the amount of information you're transferring across the network, and they keep track of that. And when you get to a certain point, now
this is why most people go unlimited.
With Boost, it's unlimited, but what ends up happening is when you if you do one of the lesser plans,
mm-hmm.
you hit your data limit of 2 gig. It doesn't cut you off; it just slows you down. Now, some companies cut you off. Boost doesn't do that.
Okay. That's a good deal. And no contracts, right?
That's
right. Don't have a contract, right?
That's right.
What's fast.com?
Now, there are a lot of folks they're checking out their internet and it says, man, my internet is slow. I don't understand, you know. And they really don't understand what they've paid from Cox or AT&T that you get a certain bandwidth of either, you know, a 10 gig or 10 meg connection, a 50 meg connection, whatever it is that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look on your bill, it tells you how big of a bandwidth connection you're supposed to have. you can go to something like fast.com or speedtest.org, and it will actually measure how fast your internet connection is. If it's not measuring up to what you're paying for, in other words, if you're paying for a 10 meg connection mm-hmm. and you're only getting 2 meg, either you've got a virus, which is causing an issue, or you're not getting what you're paying for. In other words, they've throttled you back. And they do that at times. They do during certain times of the day, they will throttle people back. They don't always guarantee you that you're going to get XYZ number amount of bandwidth.
Where is it on your bill?
It's going to be in various places. Okay. I couldn't tell you exactly. You may even, if you're not sure what you're looking at, you can always call them and say, hey, what's my bandwidth? Now, the nice thing about fast.com is it's powered by Netflix. It is specifically measuring your connection to Netflix. So if you're a person that streams a lot of movies and whatnot through Netflix or Hulu or something like mm-hmm. that, you can go on and you can measure how well that's occurring, because that's one of the things that is getting throttled. So when we talk about things like net neutrality, which is a thing that the FCC went back and forth over mm-hmm. for years and years. Yep. Okay, this is what they're talking about. Companies throttling back specific things like Hulu or Netflix and whatnot, and not just saying, here's your bandwidth, you can do whatever you want with it. You've got some companies, Cox, AT&T, that are going, you've got this bandwidth, but if you're going to do Netflix, we're going to throttle that back so that it's not hogging up everything that's going on.
That's a good idea. I think we went to speed test, and we found out our speed was great out here. Can I do that on my tablet then at home?
Yes,
then?
Anything, because it's a website that you're going to, speedtest.org, and you can measure whatever. Now, speed test measures it. Right, speed test measures everything. And I typically tell folks, you want to measure between you and Wichita. Because most folks, that's the first place, that's really the first big hit. That's the first big hub. There are some little places around Wichita and whatnot that you can link up to, or you can link up to Kansas City or whatnot. But going to Wichita is really your first leg. Unless that's for Cox. And if you're on AT&T, you really want to head south to Oklahoma City.
Okay. That's what you're doing, if not matching up. Right. Okay.
That way you're kind of measuring what you're really dealing with.
Okay. Fast.com. Okay. What about bandwidth?
Bandwidth. Now, Cox has just announced that they're going to start limiting bandwidth for folks. In other words, or not bandwidth per se, but the amount of traffic that you have. Just like on cell phones, you get a 4 gig cap or mm-hmm. a 10 gig cap or whatever. Cox is going to start now doing that. And we're seeing that even with AT&T and all of the ISPs.
How come they're doing that?
we've run out of room.
Huh.
If you think about the internet as a series of water pipes, I can only push so much water through that pipe. I mm-hmm. can't make that pipe push any more water than what it is. It's a physical limit. It's the same thing with the internet. Those wires can only carry so much data. Those fiber optics can only carry so much data.
Okay.
We are pushing so much data that we're now starting to crowd people out.
Is there a solution for this other than backing off on the bandwidth?
Replacing going to a newer technology. Mm. But now we're talking billions of dollars.
Okay.
And we're talking about the internet backbone. This is not just hey, let's lay a new cable and we're good. This is we need to think about this, which we really should have been thinking about this probably 10 years ago, but we didn't. And now we're at a point of, what are we going to do?
And so they're going to do a whole new system, and who's going to end up paying for that?
We are. Right. Now I'll give you an example. Google Fiber is a big thing that's kind of causing part of the problem. Kansas City, I think, has gone to Google Fiber, and that's fiber all the way up to the cutout on the house, and it's a 10 gig connection. That's 10 times faster than what anybody's going to get in our city, kind of thing.
Okay,
so now all of those people are doing 10 times more traffic than on the internet than everywhere else. Well, as they add more cities to this Google Fiber thing, that's just increasing exponentially how much more traffic we're putting on there, until we've gotten to the point where now the nation as a whole is like driving through through LA's traffic,
right,
or driving in downtown Chicago or in New York. It's just, you're going to go, okay, I'm going to go get that file, and now I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
So everything's slowing down, basically, right, is what you're telling. It's going to be back in the old days when we had to, if you were to get on seven websites, it took like 10 minutes to get on seven websites. Remember,
right, that, but that now, day? But and that's why they're, that's one of the reasons why they're starting to throttle or control how much data usage you're going to have, because they don't want to run into that problem. This is a, this is kind of like a patch, so to speak, until we can figure out or get another solution in
place.
When
do you think they're going to come up with another solution or a whole new system?
You know, I've heard talk, but it's kind of, that's kind of, it levels way above my head, kind of thing. I know that there are, I know that there are plans. I know there are plans in the work. I know that they're trying to do things, but it's going to start out in the highly concentrated urban areas first, and then kind of filter out to us. Usually, in like Arc City, is going to be probably 5 to 10 years behind whatever comes out.
Okay, and that's going to be
typical of across the country.
Okay. Interesting. So, Ralph, if I want to learn more about that, maybe test my speed, get a little help from you, what do I do? How do I find you?
You know, you can give us a call at 620-442-5091. You can talk to William, Zach, or I. You can stop by the store at 111 South Summit Street. That's across from the Old Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank. You can send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com. You can also visit us on Facebook. Okay, there's too many places to get a hold of us. Visit us on Facebook and leave us a private message. Usually on Facebook, we'll respond a whole lot faster than if you send us an email.
Okay.
So reaching out to us on Facebook is usually we're like 2 or 3 minutes and we get that. And then you can also... I forgot.
I think you covered them all, didn't
I think
you?
I think you did. There's so much.
Ralph McDonald from McDonald's Computer Service. Good to see you hobbling around better.
All righty.
Nice to see you, Ralph. It's 9:29.